You can come out, you know. I saw you when you got here. Stealth was never really a strong suit, hero. Or should I say super, since that's the name you gave yourself. Are you really gonna stay in the corner just watching? It's not very heroic to watch a woman in her home, especially when she's only wearing a t-shirt and panties. Seems very immoral, don't you think? You're pathetic. So surprised that I knew you were here, like I haven't watched you pass by my apartment dozens of times, trying so hard to dress discreetly that you immediately caught my eye. I hope you don't mind while I continue to cook dinner. I have other things to do besides perv on women. Where was I? Oh, yes. You've been coming around for about 3 months. Maybe it's been longer. Perhaps I only caught you 3 months ago. Maybe then you were so confident in your abilities to be unseen that you forgot that as a villain, I have to notice everything. I have to say though, when I first saw you here, I was prepared to kill you. I was disgusted. You had stooped so low to intrude on my personal life. I surely believed that it was the end of our story. I'd be locked away, but you came back once again. With no police officers, no SWAT, no heroes, none of your little sidekicks. You were just showing up, and I couldn't help but wonder why. You continued to fight me whenever you caught me in uniform. You never mentioned the fact that you had seen me without it on. That made me even more curious. Then I thought about it. I finally decided to actually give a damn about you. Because before, you were just a toy in a costume, the government's little bitch on payroll. Their one person army, their hero. You were nothing to me. Because even though it's true, you are the strongest there is physically. You're a fool. I mean, so many times you had me in the palm of your hand. I was right there. But you always fucked it up. Got too cocky, got too confident. You forgot there was a reason they called you in. They called you in because they were able to make you their bitch. But I am the bitch. But I blame the government. They forgot to tell you one very important detail. Your predecessor didn't just die. I killed them. The same way I could kill you right now. The same way I could have killed you the first day we met. But frankly, dog, I was bored. I had the city in my damn hands without anyone to stop me. Then you came. But as our fights carried on, you became strange. Any other villain you fought, you bust down their door once you tracked them down. Except me. And I thought, and I thought, and I thought, what the hell could it be? Then it clicked. You are a dog. And I'm your tail. I'm always there. You get so close. So damn close to saying you caught me, but I'm always just out of reach. I always escape you. You're obsessed, aren't you? Obsessed with catching me, maybe not even to put me behind bars or kill me. Maybe you just need to be able to say you did. You want to be able to say you caught me. I just can never figure out what you do to me once you caught me. But I can show you what I'd do if I caught you. Wouldn't you like that pet? I heard the way your breath hitched. I would say the tiniest bit curious, but I feel like that curiosity has festered to its boiling point, or else you'd be walking outside, not in here. So, come. Let me cure that curiosity. They say curiosity killed the cat, but let's not forget, they have 9 lives. So, come. If you're afraid of me killing you, don't be. If I truly wanted to, you would have been dead when you came in through the skylight. So, come here. I don't like to wait. That's it. Come out of the shadows. That's it. Come out of the shadows. And now, get on your knees. Good dog. I hope you like being called that, because I have a habit of calling it as I see it, and I see that you're rock hard. You're a filthy little thing. You gave me a kink of being watched, you know? Some nights I spread out right in front of the window and finger my pussy. Because I knew if you came by, you wouldn't be able to resist stopping to watch. So now, I want you to pull my panties down, glide them off my legs, just like I know you've thought about. Good dog. Oh, do you want to touch my pussy? Oh, you do. Well, there's only one way to get that. Beg. Beg to touch my pussy. Beg like a good dog. That sounded so nice. Do it more, and maybe I'll consider it. Fuck, with you on your knees, it's so easy. Just shove your face into my pussy. Your tongue immediately got to work. Makes me think you've been wanting this for a while, huh, pup? Bitch, it was a rhetorical question. Don't think. Just let me control you. That's all you're good for anyway. You're so cute when you look up at me while I use your face as a toy. Oh, fuck. There you go. That feels fucking incredible. Good pop. You're gonna make your owner come. Oh. I felt you moan at that. You like me saying I own you, huh? Is that all you wanted? Just wanted me to take you and claim you as mine. If you had asked, maybe I would have done it from the beginning. Hurt you in the way you like, manipulate you in the way you enjoy. Fuck. Lean back. You're gonna lay on the floor, and I'm gonna ride your face until I come. Do you understand? Good job laying on your back and not saying anything. You learned a new trick already. Now, stick your tongue out. I want to sit directly on it. Just like this. Fuck yeah. You're so good with your tongue lapping at my pussy and sucking on my clit. Thinking about this for a while, maybe even practicing so you can make me proud. Is that what you want? to make me proud, to make me want to make you my little fuck toy. Oh, you started going faster when I said that. You like it? Me degrading you, huh? I could call you baby or tell you that you're a good boy, but no. You already get enough compliments. You want someone to be mean and rough with you. You want me to be mean and rough with you. All the people you take to bed probably let you break them. They feel honored that you chose them to fuck. They feel honored that you even glanced in their direction. Maybe that's why you want me. Because I see you as a nuisance. A dirty little thing who just wants to be used. So now, you're gonna let me come all over your fucking face. And you will swallow. Fuck. I love the way you grabbed my thighs and pulled me down further onto your face. That wasn't even gonna suffocate you, but you choose making me come over air. That's so pathetic. And it's gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is gonna make me come, yeah. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess we finally found something you're fucking good at. Besides rotting your mouth. Yeah. Suck on my clit. That's right. Fuck. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, let me ride your face, yeah, there you go, fuck, oh my God, I'm coming, stop, oh, that was good. I'm gonna go check something and get off the damn floor. Let me ask you something, Super. Don't you have regeneration as a power? That's upsetting. That means this won't leave a mark. Shh. Just stand against the wall and let me paint you. Oh, you recognize this blade. I used it on you many times. Digging into that pretty skin of yours. Let me just take that shirt off of you. You're throbbing even more. Is me being this close making you excited? Just me pressed against you as you about to drop to your knees again. Stay strong, soldier. I haven't even hurt you yet. Now, arms up. You're pretty. Soft skin underneath my fingers. I've never touched your bare skin. But I can feel your skin heating up. Wherever my fingers touch. You're all fidgety. It's adorable, but you want to stay still for this part. Look how pretty that is. You're already gorgeous, but when you're shirtless with your chest dripping blood, that makes you art. Me cutting your skin makes you art. Feel the way this blade traces over your skin. The cool blade against your hot skin must be a nice contrast. But when I push it in just a little bit. Oh, was that a moan? You're the truest form of a masochist, but I guess that's why we work. Because I love to hurt you. No touching. I said no touch. Fuck, you almost broke my back, mutt. Oh, what is it? Do you want control now? Is that what it is? Too bad. Get on your knees. I fucking said... You ripped my fucking shirt off. Get the fuck off me. Now. I said... Oh, you're finally taking your pants off. Wait, why did you pick me up? Wait, you don't want head? What do you? Ah, fuck. Wait, holy fuck, wait. You're stretching me out. Give me a second to adjust before you, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I fucking hate you. Oh, you hate me too? Then fuck me like it. I think you're too much of a baby to break me. Show me I'm wrong. Show me you are worthy of being my fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Yes. There you go. Oh, you like my tight pussy around you, huh? Oh, you like being able to pick me up so easily and shoving yourself inside my pussy. Oh, I may be smaller than you. And but I don't break easily. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck, yeah, there you go. Yes, 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 fuck. Oh my god, there you go. Oh, now you're fucking me like a hero. Oh my god. Look. Oh. Oh yeah, you like fucking my little pussy, don't you? Fucking your enemy. You should be having me arrested, but instead you decide to perv on me instead. Oh, you decide to shove your dick in my pussy and fuck me against the wall. Well, let's give the city a show, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me from behind in front of the window. Let everyone passing by see you balls deep inside of the woman you swore to protect them from. Oh, fuck, you won't even pull out? Oh, you walking with your dick pulsing inside me feels so damn good. You like seeing my naked body from behind? Show me how much you like it. Stick your dick back inside my pussy and show me you're worth my attention. Here, take my arms. Use them to make me arch any way you want. Oh, yes, fuck, that's right. Fuck me hard. I can take it. If you don't break me, I will never fuck you again. So you better give me all you fucking got. Show me why you deserve the name Super. Oh, you see the people watching? They're stopping to see what the hell is happening. Maybe they'll recognize you. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. I want to ride you. I want to carve into your back. Yeah. Yeah. Sit down. Sit with your back to the window. I want people to see how pretty your skin looks being torn apart. Yeah, here we go. Now, let me just... Fuck. Yes.
I'm gonna stick my blade into your back, and once I reach the bottom of it, you are going to come inside me. Understand? Good boy. Oh, look. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna stick my blade into your back, and once I reach the bottom, you are going to come inside me. You understand? Oh, good boy. Oh, look, yes. Oh, you like me riding your dick while the city watches as I carve into your back? Yeah. Oh, they're probably so disappointed. Their hero is openly fucking the woman, destroying their buildings, murdering their politicians. I brought this damn city to its knees. And you have me on your dick. Fuck. Yes. That's good. Yes. Fuck me from underneath. Put your hand around my fucking neck and choke me while I dig into your back. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Fuck. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Oh, my neck feels so good in your back. Oh, I really wish it would leave a fucking scar. You won't even see it by tomorrow. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm getting close to the bottom of your back. Are you ready to fill me up with your cum? Yeah? Oh, good. Good. I'm gonna come too. Just keep fucking me like that. As soon as I reach the bottom, we're gonna come together. I'm gonna squeeze around you so hard. Then I milk every ounce of your gum. Fuck. Here it comes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Oh. I can feel you pumping all your gum into me. I can feel you pumping all your gum into me. There you go. Not only if you'd fight me as hard as you fuck me, you might get closer to catching me. Now, let me just... Oh, climb off of you? Come here. Now give me a kiss. Look at you. You're so pretty. So nice to look at, but there's one thing I realized during all this. You're no hero. You're just as selfish as me. Now, get the fuck out. I need to finish dinner.
Oh, yeah. And use the door this time.